Many mothers find that once their baby arrives, all their great plans to get fit, to lose the weight, to eat well, and to look after themselves fall by the wayside. Nutritional therapist Kate Cook faced these same challenges and has written a book entitled An Unfit Mother to help other new mums cope.
I think the most difficult to cope with is the exhaustion. I think people don't really tell you about that. And suddenly you've got this new little bundle of joy in your life with no manual and no instruction booklet of how to run it. And you're dealing with the treacle tiredness of having to do all that new stuff, you know, under pressure of this tiredness.
And what is it, do you think, that causes that tiredness? Is it the sleepless nights, or is it the fact that you're not exercising anymore, you're not eating properly, or what do you think is going on?
Well, I think it's just really the physical demands of being pregnant and having given birth and then suddenly being straight into it, having to look after a baby and then, yeah, sleepless nights and it being very relentless so that it just doesn't stop. I mean, I think in a previous life, you're very used to being able to delegate. But when you're a new mum, you pretty much, unless you have a very understanding partner, and anyway, the feeding thing, you know, is attached. So, you really can't hand that over to somebody if you're breastfeeding. So, you know, you just have to do it yourself and it doesn't stop.
So how do you think you cope with that then?
You can try and get the support networks you need in from your mum or your friends or, you know, your husband or partner, whatever. Make sure that you've got all those support networks there. I think also, you know, when we are tired and knackered, all those good sort of habits or the habits that we thought we would do, you know, straight after birth, you know, oh, a healthy diet and exercise. I think also we put ourselves under a lot of pressure to achieve those. And actually, you don't really need to be doing the whole thing, a whole regime. You just need to be doing a little bit better. You know, when we're knackered, you feel like reaching for the coffee, you feel like reaching for the junk food because it's kind of, it feels like it's going to pick you up. But, you know, it's a vicious circle. The more you reach for those kind of things, the more rubbish you feel, really.
So what should you do then?
Well, I don't think there are any shoulds. I really think the shoulds should come out, if you like, you know what I mean? Because I think, as I say, as a new mum, you've already put yourself under a lot of pressure. And I think we feel that we can feel like failures as mums. So I think certainly do not try and put yourself under pressure to try and do pretty much anything for the first 3 months. I mean, 3 months meaning, look, just get a healthier diet and try and do better. Try and walk around the park, you know, just do something, not a regime that's going to put you under a lot of pressure. Once you've got your systems a little bit more organized, you know, once you know what the baby's about, once you kind of have got used to it a bit, then of course you can up the ante. But I think not doing anything isn't an option because you'd go down the slide of feeling rubbish. But I think just doing a little bit more, just a little bit more. I would say to people, start off with a really great breakfast. You know, get your partner to make you a great breakfast. That always sets you off because breakfast balances the blood sugar, so it means breaking the fast. So if you get that in straight away, you'll have a better day and you won't feel so knackered.
What would you suggest is a great breakfast?
Well, I would say, you know, try and get a festival of breakfast in. I know it's difficult as a mum, you know, because you're rushing around trying to achieve everything, but some porridge, which is really easy to do and it looks kind of complicated, just shove it on the stove, put it on a low heat, go and do your stuff, don't forget about it, otherwise it burns, but come back and eat your porridge in 5 minutes. It's easy to do. Also an egg, you know, for example, this morning with my daughter, we had a poached egg each on rye toast. That's easy to do. People think it's going to be this great big complicated thing, but just try and do easy things. But yeah, try and make breakfast varied and try and make it exciting every day. And if that's the only thing you do, and on the exercise front, if the only thing you do is get out and go pram walking, which is just basically a lickety-spick walk round to the park or whatever, then you're doing okay and you shouldn't put yourself under pressure.
And how much better do you think you might feel if you were to do just these couple of things, a good breakfast and a bit of a walk?
I always feel so much better. If you've sort of gone off course for whatever reason, and even nutritional therapists go off course occasionally, it's just life. So if you do that, then getting back to those basics, you just feel so much better. And the thing is, you can feel almost much better in a day. And I think in the book, we give you a system. Once you've got more energy, we do give you an actual system to follow. And it's not designed to be regimented. It's just designed so that you can just take what you need from it. You should keep it in your loo. But, you know, when you're on the loo, just flick through it and take what you need from it. And if you apply just those little things each day, you'd really get somewhere and then you'd feel a lot better.
That's Kate Cook. Her book, An Unfit Mother, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.